has already been occupied in part.
Israel widens its assault on the Gaza Strip. We'll go to Gaza for a report, then a debate with Professor Norman Finkelstein and Josh Block of APEC. Then, will your vote count in November? A new study raises questions.
Our study shows that all major electronic voting systems are vulnerable to attack that could affect a statewide election, but that there are relatively simple steps to make it much more difficult for such attacks to happen. But unfortunately, currently most jurisdictions do not have those countermeasures in place.
And we'll look at Pentagon spying on anti-war protesters, all that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. Israel has arrested and detained 64 Palestinian lawmakers and ministers from the ruling Hamas party, including the government's foreign minister and eight other cabinet members. Hamas called the arrests an open war against the Palestinian government and people and vowed retaliation. This is Hamas official Ziad Daya.
These are not acts of a state that respects international law and respects democracy. These are acts of bandits.
Israel made the arrests as it continues its military operation to recover a captured Israeli soldier. Nearly half the Gaza Strip remains without power following Israeli airstrikes that knocked out a main power station. In other news, the Syrian television is reporting Israeli warplanes flew over the home of President Bashar al-Assad. Meanwhile, the IDF announced it's found the body of 18-year-old West Bank settler Eliyahu Asheri. Asheri was captured Sunday as he prepared to go on a school trip. His captors had threatened to slay him unless Israel halted its reinvasion of the Gaza Strip. At the United Nations, Secretary General Kofi Annan called for calm.
Of course, it is understandable that they would want to go after those who kidnapped the soldier, but it has to be done in such a way that civilian population are not made to suffer. I spoke to the Prime Minister, who indicated to me that he is exercising maximum restraint. But I think it is important that the two leaders work together to calm the situation.
We'll have more on the situation in Gaza in a few minutes. The Supreme Court has issued a major ruling that could lead to the redrawing of many legislative districts. The court largely upheld Texas' controversial 2003 redistricting plan devised by former Congress member Tom DeLay that helped Texas Republicans gain six seats in Congress. The court said it was okay for state legislators to redraw district boundaries as often as they like. Up until now, it was customary for states to redraw the districts once a decade based on new census information. The League of Women Voters, Common Cause, and other groups criticized the court ruling because it's expected to lead to a new round of partisan gerrymandering. The Supreme Court didn't fully back the Texas plan. It found Texas lawmakers had violated the Voting Rights Act when it redrew the borders of one district to remove 100,000 Mexican Americans in order to help a Republican candidate. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court's expected to rule today on the legality of military tribunals at Guantanamo Bay. The case, Hamdan versus Rumsfeld, may decide the future of the prison camp. Today's ruling comes as a number of former Guantanamo prisoners are speaking out. Mamdou Habib, a citizen of Australia, spoke with Reuters this week and discussed the conditions at the prison where he was held for almost 3 years.
Very bright light and cold, freezing like fridge. And they're very secure, and always lights on. You're not allowed to go. You can't see nobody all the time, 24 hours. And torture is very different. They give you an injection all the time, and they make you feel like you try to make you crazy. And sometimes no water, they keep you with no water. In the toilet, always blockage. And sometimes they have like water, black water, come with oil, come from the ceiling.
Meanwhile, in Afghanistan, another former detainee named Sherbad Khan described his experience at Guantanamo.
There was no respect for human beings in Guantanamo. They don't treat the prisoners as human beings. We were inside a cage. During interrogation, we were treated very badly. They were beating, slapping, punishing us. They had no respect for human beings at all.
In news on Iraq, President Bush accused Democrats last night of waving the, quote, white flag of surrender for backing proposals to bring the troops home from Iraq. Meanwhile, 11 Sunni insurgent groups have offered to immediately halt all attacks if the United States agrees to withdraw all foreign troops within 2 years. However, several of the main Sunni and Baathist groups have not backed the proposal. Also in Iraq, a U.S. Marine who appeared in Michael Moore's film Fahrenheit 9/11 has been killed by a roadside bomb. Sergeant Raymond Pluhar was seen in the film trying to recruit young men and women to join the military at a shopping mall in Flint, Michigan. In Mexico, as many as 200,000 people gathered Wednesday for the final campaign event for Andrés Manuel López Obrador ahead of Sunday's election. Opinion polls show the populist has a slight lead over his main rival, Felipe Calderón. At the event, López Obrador vowed to renegotiate NAFTA and help the poor. In news from Capitol Hill, the Senate Commerce Committee has dealt a setback to efforts to keep the Internet open and accessible to everyone. The committee rejected an amendment that would have preserved net neutrality, but media activists who support net neutrality say the close vote shows momentum is growing in their favor. The amendment fell just one vote short of passing. Meanwhile, the Senate Commerce Committee did approve an amendment to create as many as 2,000 new low-power FM radio stations across the country. In Pennsylvania, up to 200,000 people near the city of Wilkes-Barre have been ordered to evacuate due to flooding. Officials fear the city's levee system might fail. The mid-Atlantic states have been hit with record rainfall. Earlier this week, Washington, D.C. suffered the worst 2 days of rain in its history. The storm has affected residents from Virginia to Vermont. At least 12 people have already died. In New Orleans, public housing residents have filed a civil rights lawsuit against the Housing Authority of New Orleans and the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. The residents are accusing the agencies of preventing low-income black families from returning to the city. 2 weeks ago, HUD announced plans to tear down 5,000 units of public housing. In other news from New Orleans, a judge has sentenced 3 people to 15 years in prison for looting in the days after Hurricane Katrina. The 3 were convicted of taking liquor, wine, and beer from a grocery store. A new report by Environmental Defense has determined that American cars and pickup trucks are responsible for nearly half the greenhouse gases emitted by automobiles globally, although they comprise only 30% of the world's cars. The study found that cars in the U.S. are driven more miles, face lower fuel economy standards, and use fuel with more carbon than many of those driven in other countries. In military news, the Pentagon announced Wednesday it would no longer describe homosexuality as a mental disorder. The Pentagon had come under criticism from the American Psychiatric Association and other groups after it was uncovered that a 1996 document placed homosexuality among a list of certain mental disorders. In news on Haiti, the country's new president, René Préval, has said he expects former Prime Minister Yvonne Neptune and musician Soane soon to be released from prison. Neptune and Soane have been held since 2004. They were both strong supporters of ousted President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. Berkeley, California has become the country's first city to put a referendum on the ballot to impeach President Bush and Vice President Cheney. And finally, in Philadelphia, 10 members of the Granny Peace Brigade were arrested Wednesday after refusing to leave a military recruiting center. And those are some of the headlines. We gotta have peace to keep the world alive and watch it cease.